Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Why, hello, love. I've missed you. I hope your week is off to a fantastic start. Well, I have quite a bit to cover today, so let's get right to it. Do you ever wonder why sometimes it seems like you're doing everything right, but the scale is still moving in the wrong direction? Want to know the secret to knowing exactly how your body responds to the food you're eating? Don't worry, I have got you covered. Now, this might be a bit more sciencey than normal, but hang with me. I promise it will be worth it. So, have you ever tested your ketone levels? Which methods have you tried in the past? Well, I love how Dr. Bosworth breaks this down in her book, Any Way You Can, so I will be referencing much of her suggestions today and will definitely link her book for you in the show notes. The easiest way is through your urine. These strips are very inexpensive and portable. And when you are first transitioning from glucose to ketones, or back to ketones, wink, wink, they are quite reliable. Another way is through your breath. There are special breathalyzers that can detect acetone molecules in the air flowing through them. The presence of acetone in the air leaving your lungs means you have extra ketones. When acetone is in your breath, you are in ketosis. The final way, which I will be focusing on for most of this episode, is through your blood. Unlike the extra wasted ketones found in your urine or breath, the ketones in your blood are a direct measurement of your ketone energy supply. There are home monitors you can purchase that are pretty inexpensive. I personally use one called Keto Mojo. I like this particular model because you can test your blood glucose levels as well as your blood ketone levels, and the strips are relatively inexpensive. So with this method, you'll simply prick your finger and access your ketone level in that drop of blood. Within seconds, you have your answer, real-time, accurate feedback. Now, I hear you. I know pricking your finger isn't the most appealing thing to do. And trust me, love, I've fought this for a couple of years myself before deciding to bite the bullet and try this method. But I don't feel that you can compete with the accuracy this method provides. So when you're measuring this way, ketone blood levels range from 0.5 to 10 millimoles per liter. Any number greater than 0.5 translates into nutritional ketosis. After you first cross the ketosis threshold, your blood ketone numbers can soar into the 3.0 to 6.0 range. As your cells remember how to process this new type of fuel, your numbers settle into the 0.5 to 1.5 range. Now, in order for you to decide which testing method is best for you, here are some pros and cons of each of the three methods I just mentioned. Urine ketone testing. Pro, it's the least expensive method. I found that I can find a bottle of them in my pharmacy for under $10, and there are usually 100 strips or more. Con, urine strips measure ketones passed out as waste instead of the actual ketone fuel available for your cells. Pro, it's painless. Con, urine strips aren't always accurate. If the strips are exposed to air for too long, they go bad. Pro, it delivers results in seconds. Con, you can't always trust the negative results. Especially after keto adaptation, your system uses ketones more efficiently at this point. So you may be using ketones as fuel, but not wasting any extras in your urine, therefore, you would show no ketones when checking the strip. Breath ketone testing. Now, I don't have any experience with this one personally, so I am taking Dr. Bosworth's word for this method. Pro, it's very easy to perform. Con, there is limited availability. These devices are usually only sold online. Pro, it can be done anywhere. Con, not everyone can blow into a meter for 10 to 30 seconds straight. Pro, accuracy is close to the blood test, but not quite as good. Con, it measures wasted ketones instead of the ketones fueling your body. Pro, breathalyzers costs are upfront. Once purchased, you can test as many times as you want without spending another dime. Con, they can be an expensive investment and are usually anywhere between $50 and $250. Blood ketone testing. Pro, this is the most precise measurement. It's a direct measurement of the ketones you use for fuel, not a byproduct of the fuel. Con, ketone blood strips are expensive and can range from $1 to $5 per strip. Pro, this method provides trustworthy results no matter how long you have been producing ketones. Con, these are limited in stores, so most of these will need to be purchased online. Pro, researchers use this form of ketone measurement for data. When using keto for health reasons, this is as scientific as it gets. Con, it does require you to prick your finger. Okay, so now that we have all that out of the way, what does this have to do with finding out which foods to eat and which to avoid? I'm so glad you asked. Well, I love how Dr. Bosworth can figure out exactly where her patients went wrong by having them track in real time their blood ketone and blood sugar levels. So the first week, she has them check these levels 3 to 4 times per day. An example she uses in her book is a woman named Maureen who has diabetes in her family. She knew that the best protection against diabetes was to achieve her ideal body weight and stay there. She had lost 30 pounds by just going keto and now wanted to remove the rest. Unfortunately, she had plateaued in her weight loss and wondered why. Does this sound familiar at all? Well, at the end of the 3 days, Maureen returned to Dr. Bosworth's office. Now, before I share her results, I just want to make a note with this particular example. Dr. Bosworth is having her patient fast for 24 hours and eat only one meal per day. This is actually something I do a few times a month myself, as I enjoy giving my body and digestive system a break, but it still allows me to eat every day. So I will eat dinner around 7 p.m. one night, and then I will fast all the way until 7 p.m. the following night. So on day 3, Maureen was proud that she had reached her intermittent fasting goal of eating no calories outside of her one daily meal. Her blood sugars and ketones did great on day one and again on day two. At the end of day two, Maureen was feeling amazing. She had a lot of energy, and when she checked her ketones before her daily meal, she found them the highest she had ever seen them, 3.1 millimoles per liter. Any idea what Maureen did at the end of day two? Why, she celebrated with a cup of pomegranate. Yep, fruit is definitely not our friend on keto. So when Maureen woke up the morning of day three, she had zero ketones along with her highest blood sugar, 117. That pushed her ratio over 1,000. There was no weight loss that day, but talk about great feedback, am I right? I was reminded that Darren Hardy explains the importance of tracking in his book, The Compound Effect. He says, tracking is a simple exercise. It works because it brings moment-to-moment awareness to the actions you take in the area of your life you want to improve. You'll be surprised at what you will observe about your behavior. You cannot manage or improve something until you measure it. Likewise, you can't make the most of who you are, your talents and resources and capabilities until you are aware of and accountable for your actions. I have a feeling Maureen will definitely think twice now before consuming a cup of pomegranate, don't you think? Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. So typically, the ratio needed for rapid weight loss ranges between 30 and 60. However, everyone's metabolism is a bit different. So to understand your metabolism, we need the numbers. That's why you measure them, to help adapt the plan to your specific metabolism. In Maureen's case, she lost weight anytime she kept her ratio under 100. Maureen learned that when her ratio slipped under 100, it was a sign that her body was using her stored fat as fuel, aka weight loss. Just like Maureen, through monitoring your glucose ketone ratio, you will learn very quickly what is happening inside your body. When your blood sugar is too high, weight loss is not possible. Your elevated sugars signal insulin to show up and fat stays locked inside your fat cells. Okay, so how do we figure out our ratio? Well, you'll simply take your blood sugar and divide it by your blood ketones. For example, let's say your blood sugar is 76 and your ketone level is 0.9. This means your ratio is 84. Another example would be, let's say your blood sugar is 99 and your blood ketone level is only 0.3. Your ratio is 330. Most likely, something is off there with your blood sugar being so high and your ketones dropping so low. So if you know what you ate prior to testing, you'll be able to recognize what effect that specific food had on your metabolism. Now, I know this can be an investment, but I don't think it's something you'll need to do long term. My suggestion would be, if you feel comfortable trying this method, purchase the monitor and enough glucose and ketone strips for 1 month. Test 3 to 4 times per day and experiment with different foods you enjoy. Then, if you ever happen to fall off the wagon in the future, which I know, of course, you won't, but just in case, you can always pull your monitor back out and begin this process again. I will link my monitor and strips of choice as they are the least expensive that I've personally found. I promise, love, this is a perfect way to get in control and finally take this to the next level. If you simply track your food along with your blood sugar and ketone numbers throughout the day, you will be able to see an exact blueprint of your metabolism. If your blood sugar skyrockets after, say, eating two of those delicious cheesecake fat bombs, maybe you'll think twice before eating them the next time. If, on the other hand, after drinking that cup of coffee with a yummy scoop of canned coconut milk causes your ketone level to raise over 2 millimoles per liter and you've been stuck at 1.2, maybe you should incorporate that into your meal plan more often. Now, one more note. I don't suggest to test directly after eating, as naturally blood sugar levels rise, even with the keto diet. So I encourage you to wait 2 to 3 hours after eating or even right before your meal so you'll have a more accurate reading. Well, thank you so much for bearing through this with me. I know it was a bit more complex than normal, but I really believe this could make all the difference for you, love. Now, I know how valuable your time is, so why don't we go ahead and close as always in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for providing these different methods which give us insight into what's going on inside of our bodies and with our metabolisms. We've experienced frustrations when we feel we are doing everything right, yet not getting the results we had hoped for. Please encourage us to stay the course and again rely on your strength instead of our own. We love you so very much. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.